14. The Blue Light.
I will throw a shoe at that blue bulb one of these days. It gets on my nerves.
You'll miss.
At 5 meters? Goddamn if I tried. Bet you tomorrow's compote.
You take your shoes off on the bottom bunk. Add another meter.
6 meters, then. The things those swine think up just to aggravate the Zex. I can feel it pressing on my eyeballs all night long.
What, the blue light?
Blue or not, light exerts pressure. Lebedev proved that.
Aristip Ivanich, you asleep? Do me a favor. Hand up one of my shoes.
I can pass you a shoe, Vyacheslav Petrovich, but tell me first what you've got against the blue light.
For one thing, it has a short wavelength, and so more quanta. The quanta hit me in the eye.
It sheds a gentle light and reminds me personally of the blue nightlight my mother used to put on for me when I was little.
Mama's got blue shoulder boards now. But let me ask you, can people ever be trusted with real democracy? In every cell I've been in, whenever a problem arises, if it's only about washing the mess tins or sweeping the floor, every imaginable shade of opinion is expressed. Freedom would be the ruin of human beings. Only the big stick, alas, can teach us the truth.
Do you know what? An icon lamp would be just right here. After all, that used to be an altar.
Not an altar, the baldachin over the altar. They've built over the altar.
Dmitri Alexandrich, what are you doing? Opening windows in December? Give us a break.
Gentlemen, it's oxygen that makes the Zek immortal. In this room there are 24 people, and outside it's neither freezing nor blowing. See this book? It's an Ehrenburg. I'll open the window, just one Ehrenburg. Make it 1.5. It's suffocating on these top bunks.
When you say one Ehrenburg, do you mean sideways?
No, lengthwise. It fits the frame beautifully. It's enough to drive anybody crazy. Where's my camp overcoat?
I'd send all these oxygen fiends to Oym Yakon. After 12 hours hard labor at 60 below, they'd crawl into a goat pen as long as it was warm.
I have nothing against oxygen in principle, but why does it always have to be cold? I'm all for warmed-up oxygen. Why the devil is it always so dark in this room? Why do they switch the white light off so early?
Valentulia, you're a twit. If you had your way, you'd be wandering around till 1 o'clock.
Who needs light at midnight? And you're a fop. In a cobalt jumpsuit above me's a fop. In the cozy camp zone, everything's so good.
Who's smoking again?
Why do you all smoke? Filthy habit. Damn, the teapot's cold as well.
Val, where's Lev? Isn't he on his bunk?
I can see a couple of dozen books, but no Lev.
So he'll be by the bathroom.
Why by?
They've screwed a white bulb in, and the wall is warm from the kitchen. I dare say he's there reading. I'm just going for a wash. Any messages?
Yes, well, she put some bedclothes on the floor for me and lies on the bed herself. She was a juicy piece, I can tell you. Really juicy.
Friends, I beg you, talk about something else. Anything except women. With all the meat we eat in the Sharashka, that's antisocial talk.
Now then, all you heroes, leave it off. Lights out has sounded.
Never mind lights out. I think I hear the national anthem somewhere.
I dare say you'll sleep when you're ready.
Where's their sense of humour? They've been blaring out that anthem for 5 solid minutes. It's gut-wrenching. When will it ever end? Why on earth couldn't they make do with one verse?
One verse and the call sign for a country like Russia.
I fought in Africa, under Rommel. What was bad about that?
Well, it was very hot, and there was no water.
There's an island in the Arctic Ocean, Makhotkin Island. It's named after the polar aviator Makhotkin, who is now doing a stretch for anti-Soviet agitation.
Mikhail Kuzmich, why do you keep tossing and turning?
Can't I turn over if I want to?
Of course you can, but just remember that every little turn down below is enormously amplified when it reaches me up here.
You've managed to miss the camp so far, Ivan Ivanich. They sleep 4 to a bunk there. When one man turns over, the other 3 are seasick. Sometimes a man down below rigs up a curtain and brings a woman in, and you get a magnitude 12 earthquake. People still manage to sleep. Grigory Borisich, when did you first land in Asharashka?
I'm thinking of putting in a pentode and a little rheostat there. He was a man who knew how to look after himself, a methodical man. When he kicked his shoes off at night, he wouldn't leave them on the floor. He'd put them under the pillow. You couldn't leave anything on the floor in those days.
I was in Auschwitz. The terrible thing there was that they marched people straight from the train to the gas chambers with a band playing.
The fishing there is marvellous, and so is the hunting. Go out for an hour in the autumn, and you can come back adorned with pheasants. Step into the reed beds, and you've got boar. Walk out onto the plain, and you've got rabbits.
All these Sharaskas date from 1930, when they started rounding up engineers in droves. The first was on Furkasov. That's where they planned the White Sea Canal. Then there was the Ramzin outfit. The experiment caught on. Outside, you can never get two great engineers or two great scientists to work together on the same project. They're rivals for fame, for a Stalin prize, and sooner or later one of them will squeeze out the other. That's why outside every project planning team is a pale penumbra around one brilliant head. But what happens in a Sharashka? Nobody needs to worry about fame or money. If Nikolai Nikolaevich gets half a glass of sour cream, Pyotr Petrovich gets the other half. A dozen bears can live amicably in the same den because there's nowhere else for them to go. They play a little chess, smoke a few cigarettes, and when they get bored, somebody says, "I know, let's invent something. Good idea." Many of our scientific advances were made that way. And that's the whole point of the Sharashkas. I've got news for you, boys. Bobinin's been driven off somewhere.
What do you mean, driven off?
The junior lieutenant came and said, "Get your hat and coat on."
Did he have to take his gear?
No gear.
One of the top brass must have sent for him.
Foma, maybe?
Foma would have come here. Aim a bit higher.
The tea's gone cold. It's a dog's life.
Well, boy, you're always rattling that spoon in your glass after lights out. I'm sick and tired of it.
So, how am I supposed to stir my tea?
Noiselessly.
Nothing happens noiselessly. Except cosmic catastrophes, because sound doesn't travel in outer space. If a nova exploded right behind us, we wouldn't hear it.
Ruska, your blanket's falling off. Why don't you tuck it in?
You asleep?
Do you realize that our sun is a nova, and that the Earth is doomed to destruction in the very near future?
I refuse to believe it. I'm still young, and I want to live.
Ha ha! How primitive.
Such cold tea.
C'est la mot. Wants to live.
Val, boy, where have they taken Bobinin?
How should I know?
To see Stalin, maybe.
What would you do if Stalin sent for you, Val?
Me?
Boy, oh boy, I would present him with a full list of complaints.
Such as?
I've told you, every single one.
Par exemple, why do we have to do without women? It cramps our creative potential.
Prianchik, put a sock in it. Everybody's fast asleep. Why are you shouting your head off?
What if I don't want to sleep?
Anybody smoking? Keep it out of sight. The junior lieutenant's coming.
What's the bastard want now? Mind you, don't trip, citizen junior lieutenant. You might get a bloody nose.
Prianchikov?
Eh?
Where are you? Not asleep yet?
Yes, I'm asleep.
Get dressed, quickly.
What for? I want my sleep.
I said, get dressed. Get your hat and coat on.
What about my things?
Never mind your things. Transport's waiting. Hurry up.
Am I going with Bobinin?
Bobinin's gone already. Another one's come for you.
Another what, Lieutenant? Meat wagon?
Come on, hurry up. No, it's a Pobieda.
Who's sent for me?
Come on, Prianchikov.
That's enough questions. I don't know the answer myself.
Get a move on.
Give them an earful, Val.
Tell them about visits.
Shouldn't Section 58 prisoners get one visit a year?
Tell them about exercise periods.
And letters.
And our uniforms.
Workers of the world, unite!
Ha ha! Adieu.
Comrade Junior Lieutenant, where on earth is Prianchikov?
I'm bringing him, Comrade Major.
Here he is.
Sock it to them, Val boy. Every bit of it. Don't be shy.
The filth are mighty busy in the middle of the night.
Wonder what's happened.
Never saw anything like this before.
Maybe war's broken out. Maybe they're taking them to be shot.
Idiot! Do you think they'd take us one at a time? When war comes, they'll mow us down wholesale, or put something in the mush to infect us with plague, like the Germans did in concentration camps in 45. Leave it now. Let's get some sleep. We'll hear all about it in the morning. I remember Beria sending for Boris Sergeyevich Stechkin in 1939 to 40. He never came back to the Sharashka empty-handed. Either the prison governor would be replaced or exercise periods would be prolonged. Stechkin couldn't stand the differential rationing system. Academicians were bribed with cream and eggs. Professors got 40 grams of the best butter and ordinary workhorses only 20. A good man, Boris Sergeyevich. God rest him.
Is he dead, then?
No, he was released. He got a Stalin Prize.